Blog Talk Radio.
All right, get your Bible ready. The B-I-B-L-E. Here we go. The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God. The B-I-B-L-E. The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God. The B-I-B-L-E. Bible! Hey, don't forget to shout it at the end. You're doing a great job. Let's try it again. Ready? The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God. The B-I-B-L-E. The B-I-B-L-E. Ready? Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God. The B-I-B-L-E. Bible! What do we do with the Bible? Well, we read it, we practice it, and we carry it. God loves you, and He wrote this book just for you, so you and I can learn more about Him and how we should live. Bye!
Oh, I love that song. I almost forgot about it. It was a great one with a great message at the end. Thanks to Pastor Torres for those songs. He's the one that really records those for us. Now, good morning, everyone, and here we go. We are back into our book, The Duties of Parents, and this morning we are looking at hint number 4. These really are a listing of the duties that are expected by God from every parent that is in charge of a child, grandparent, people working with children. And so let's take a look at this one. We're on page 8 in our book, and this one is of the utmost importance. Listen carefully. Train with this thought continually before your eyes, that the soul of your child is the first thing to be considered. Now, think about that. Training, when we are training our children, the very first thing that we should be considering about our training is the soul of that child. Now think about when you look at your child, probably concerning yourself with what they're wearing. I know as a parent, I was always concerned about what my kids were wearing. Were they looking good? Were they proper? Were they appropriate? Did their hair look okay? Or did they roll out of bed and forget to brush or comb their hair? Had they eaten well? Did they eat before they went to school? Were they happy? Were they a happy person? Was the day going to be a good day? Were they healthy? Was everything going on according to plan with their good health? But how many times do we put on the back burner the soul of the child? When J.C. Ryle is really warning us here, the care of the soul of your child should be first. Now, let's look at the first big paragraph here and see how he backs up this hint that he has given us. He says to us, certainly precious are those little ones in your eye. But if you love them, you must think of their souls. Nothing should weigh more than that thought of their souls. For look here in the second line. He reminds us that the interest in the soul is an eternal interest. I highlighted that. These thoughts that you will have are eternal thoughts. It's an eternal interest, because in the next line, he reminds us, no part of them should be so dear to you as that part which will never die. How often do we think about that? The soul of your child, start thinking about it at infancy. The soul of that child will never die. And then in the second half of that first paragraph, he gives us a bit of a prophetic word that comes out of Isaiah 34:4. If you want to go read more on that, it's a fascinating read, Isaiah 34:4. If you're a Bible reader, or if you would like to be, try reading that. Because what we find out is the world, with all of its glory, shall pass away. The hills shall melt. The heavens shall be wrapped together as a scroll. The sun one day shall cease to shine. But that spirit which dwells in those little creatures whom you love so well shall outlive them all. And whether in happiness or misery, to speak as a man, says J.C. Ryle, will depend on you. So this physical earth that we are living in and enjoying, given to us from God, will pass away one day. But the soul, all of our souls, live on. They are eternal. And all souls belong to God. But what he says here is, when our soul lives on, it can live on either in happiness with God in heaven, or in misery with the enemy of our soul. And we are the ones who make that choice as to where we will spend eternity. And I believe that that is why J.C. Ryle put in parentheses there, to speak as a man. It takes a real man or a real woman to face that hard, cold truth that there is a heaven and there is a hell. And as we train our children, we must make them aware of it, and we must do everything in our power to make that child heaven. It's our duty, and it's the most important duty given us. Now, in the second paragraph, in the middle there, we are reminded, in every step you take about them, in every plan and scheme, you must keep forefront in your mind that mighty question, how will this affect their souls? Think of it. As the fall comes on here, we're getting ready to make decisions for our children. What school will they go to? What sport might they take part in? Activities may we choose to involve them in? What Sunday school do we plan to have them attend? Now look at those activities, and I'm sure there are others that I have not mentioned, but which one is most important? It's the Sunday school question. Will you involve your child in Sunday school, where they will learn more of the ways of the Lord. And let me just offer you this. Grace Church has been planning all summer to create a great Sunday school experience for children. And we will be starting up on September 17th. And I also want you to know this. Every church in this town is thinking of Sunday school. They're getting their Sunday schools ready. The Reformed Church, Bethesda Fellowship, the Lutheran Church, the House of Bread. All they need are the children. And they will make it an experience of learning that your child will carry until the end of their days on this earth. So I'm just encouraging you, think on that. Now the next paragraph, the third paragraph there, I highlighted that first line because it's really the key line of this whole section four. Soul love is the soul of all love. Think on that. And J.C. Ryle reminds us to pet and pamper and indulge your child as if this world was all he had to look to. Well, to do this is not true love, but rather he actually uses the word cruelty in treating that child as if he were some beast of the earth, which has but one world to look to and nothing after death. It is hiding from him. I highlighted this also. What great usage of words J.C. Ryle has. It is hiding from him or her that grand truth, which he ought to be made to learn from his very infancy, that the chief end of his or her life, the salvation of his or her soul. That's the chief end of this life. It's the choice that is most important that your child, whether he be a boy or a girl, will make when he comes of age to make his own decisions. Will he choose God or will he choose the world? Well, you must offer him God in order that he be trained in the ways of the Lord for him to make a perfect decision. Now, in the last paragraph on page 8, we start the final paragraph. A true Christian be no slave to fashion. Now, the word fashion here really means the ways of the world. The ways of the world. A true Christian cannot be a slave to fashion or the ways of the world if he would be training his child for heaven. He must not be content to do things merely because they are the custom of the world, right? We can't go along with the fads, the many fads that will come and go. We must teach them and instruct them in certain ways, not merely because it is the usual thing to do. We cannot allow them to read books, questionable sort. Now, you see this a lot. You see children picking up and reading books that are the fad of the day when perhaps they're really questionable, not what their little eyes should be looking at. merely because everybody else is reading them. Oh, and I could name off many titles right here and now, but let me just give you this word of advice. Look at what your children are reading. Read what they are going to read before they read it, and hand to them the great classic stories that you know can be trusted to give a good, sound, Christian moral message. Don't let them choose for themselves. Choose for them. And you can be assured they are reading what is good and what is sound. He or she, you parents, must train with an eye to that, your children's souls. You must not be ashamed to hear this training called singular or strange. Some people may poke fun at you or say to you, oh, you don't let your child do anything. Don't let that bother you. You know what you're doing. The Lord is instilling in that child. You stick to the path of the Lord. And then at the top of page 9, we finish off with this. The time is short. The fashion, or remember, the ways of this world fade away, right? But he that has trained his children for heaven rather than for earth, for God rather than man, he is the parent that will be called wise at last. And why does J.C. Ryle say wise at last? Who will make that judgment? Well, it will be God. God will have the last say. Jesus will be the judge. And when you stand before the Lord, let the words that he says to you be, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Do as the Lord would have you do as you raise that child. Heavenly Father, we thank you for more pearls of wisdom from J.C. Ryle, who gets his wisdom all from the Lord himself. Oh, how he is able to deliver it to us with such great words and with lofty wisdom. Lord, we thank you for this training that you are providing for us. And we thank you for every parent and grandparent and every person that works with children that continues to tune in. Oh, Lord, bless them as they learn, and bless them on their way as they become great parents in the Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Gospel train is coming, I hear it close at hand. I hear the car wheels moving and a rumbling through the land.
Get on board,
get on, children, get on board.
Get on, children, get on board.
Get on, children, children.
There's room for many a more.
Get on board, little children, get on board, little children, get on board, little children.
There's room for many a more.
I hear the bell and whistle, they're coming round the curve. She's playing all her power and straining every nerve.
Get on board,
get on, children, get on board.
Get on, children, get on board.
Get on, children,
there's room for many a more.
Get on board.
to follow on the line. Oh, sinner, you're forever lost if once you're left behind.
Get on board, little children, get on board, little children, get on board, little children. There's room for many and more. Get on board, little children, get on board, little children, get on board, little children. There's room for many and more.
The fare is cheap, and all can go. The rich and poor are there. No second class aboard this train. No difference in the fare.
Get on board, little children. Get on board, little children. Get on board, little children. There's room for many and more. Get on board, little children. Get on board, little children. Get on board, little children. There's room for many and more.
We'll shout over all our sorrows and sing forevermore with Christ and all his army on that celestial shore. Get on board, little chillin', get on board, little chillin', get on board, little chillin', there's room for many a more. Get on board, little chillin', get on board, little chillin', get on board, little chillin', there's room for many a more.